Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we just conducted a very short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you, as anyone in your household, a reporter in, or an appointed official or active in any political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and thinking ahead, which of the following best described, how would you vote in the general election for president, the U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not likely at all?
Oh, I'm absolutely voting.
So
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65? Okay, 36 to 45?
I'm 38.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, moving right along. Sir, generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? What's your opinion, sir?
A little bit good, a little bit bad. I'm not really a fan of all of the roundabouts that are not made to the correct size and required them to buy different snow plows just to be able to plow them, and the semis that almost always fall over when they go through them.
That's a big problem. But generally speaking, in general, do you think it's going on the right direction, on the wrong track, or you have no opinion?
I don't have a huge opinion on other than that.
Okay, we can move right along. Sir, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear in your ballot this November. Can you please indicate how would you vote on it? This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. Now, this millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, would that be, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this proposal? Definitely or probably?
Probably voting no. I'd probably need to look into it a little more.
Yeah, that's very smart. Now, since ballot
I like to do a lot of research about things anyway.
That's great, because it's going to come out for you to decide. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. And it will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Definitely yes. Probably yes. Definitely
possible.
No. Probably. Probably yes.
Maybe possible. Maybe.
The only options are definitely and probably. How should I record your answer so we can move right along?
We'll call it probably.
Probably. Thank you, sir. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year in the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Probably or definitely?
That's fine.
Okay. As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your own opinion? Here's the first statement. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which costs the average homeowner about $70 per year. The next one, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money could be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closer to your own view? First one, second one, third one, or
fine
last
as
one?
As it is.
I'm sorry?
Fine as it is.
So it would be the last statement, right?
Yes, fine as it
yes.
is.
Now, sir, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Controlling growth and development, improving public education and local schools, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply. If you have to pick one, which one would be
I
the
one?
I pick
one?
Yes, I know they're all important. Yes, sir. That would be protecting, dealing with inflation. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now,
sure.
You will not be...
Inflation covers all of that, so...
Right. That would be dealing with inflation, the cost of grocery, gas, and other items, you know.
Yeah.
Now, sir, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Do you have a very favorable opinion of them? Somewhat? Somewhat unfavorable?
I don't
very
have an
unfavorable?
Opinion.
Or no opinion, okay. How about your city? Your city or township government, do you have an opinion, favorable or unfavorable?
No real opinion.
Okay. And how about Grand Traverse County government? Favorable, unfavorable? Never heard of it or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast? Too slowly or about right?
It's doing fine. No, about right.
About right. Thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Do you trust indefinitely, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust? What's your opinion?
Probably don't trust.
Probably you do not trust them, okay? Now, if there are a number of the ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, can you please indicate, sir, if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money? Let's say they want to spend the money to plan and construct new trails. Will you strongly approve that? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. To promote health and wellness, if they want to spend the money that way, strongly approve, somewhat approve.
What does that mean?
That's all I have reading, and I'm required to read verbatim. But I guess to promote health and wellness, I guess they're going to promote this to the news media or something like that. If they want to spend money that way, will you strongly approve that? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
We'll go with somewhat disapprove because I don't know what that means.
Okay. To increase accessibility to natural areas in open spaces, if they want to spend the money that way, will you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Same option, same question.
Approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and to maintain existing trails. Approve strongly, somewhat. Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly approve is fine.
And to protect open space from residential and commercial development. Will you strongly approve that? Somewhat? Somewhat disapprove?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes,
the
sir.
Question again.
If they want to spend the money to protect open space from residential and commercial development, will you strongly approve that? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And to promote recreational opportunities? Same questions, same options.
Somewhat approve.
And to promote local economy development? Same questions, same options.
Strongly approve.
and to increase non-motorized transportation options. Same question, same options.
Somewhat approve.
And if they want to spend the money to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks, will you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, if you forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring that the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces? The current one? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Can you please indicate, sir, if each will make you more likely, less likely to support this proposal? If each will make no difference to you one way or the other, you can indicate that as well. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
And there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Same questions, same options. Much more. So you will much more likely to support this. Now, a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission and their decision making, and ensure that the funds are administered for their intended purpose. Will that make you to support this proposal much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Strongly more.
And there will be full public disclosure of all projects spending. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, now you will now be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. In today's digital age, is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. How's that statement? Very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing, or makes
no difference?
Okay.
No difference.
And this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. No difference. And this proposal will preserve access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way as we do. Very somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not really much difference.
Okay. And this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Is that an argument, a very convincing reason to support this proposal? Somewhat convincing, not too, not at all? No difference, okay. Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Same questions, same options.
That's good. That's good.
So it would be very convincing argument, also one convincing argument. Very convincing. Okay. Grand Traverse County is a trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to the trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. How convincing is that argument? Very somewhat. And this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Thank you. Okay. And this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers.
No difference.
And trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. And this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Same question, same options.
Some difference.
Okay. And Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. How convincing is that? Very so what? Not too bad at all. So what? Okay. And $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails. No difference. Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will not be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd probably vote for it if it is for existing.
So, should I record your answer as yes in favor? And would
sure.
you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes? Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. And I'll give you some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Sir, can you please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal? Now, here's
okay.
the first one. If it makes no difference, you also let me know. Now, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Is that argument very convincing? Somewhat, not too, not at all convincing, or not different
no
when
difference.
It comes to your support? Okay. To vote no, I guess, to vote no on this proposal. Now, next argument. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. How convincing is that? Very somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Somewhat.
Okay. And this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much
no
growth.
Difference.
Okay. And this proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted and the pet projects. Same question. Very somewhat,
somewhat,
not too, not at all, somewhat convincing. Okay. Now, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who wants to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. How convincing is that not to support this? Very somewhat, not too, not at
not
all.
Different.
Not different. And this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. How convincing is that statement not to support this? Very somewhat, not too, not at all, or not?
Not different.
Not different. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money, and such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. That is very somewhat too. Not different.
Somewhat
convincing. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Possibly yes.
So it's probably yes that you will vote on that?
Yeah, we'll vote on that.
Okay. Now, sir, you will be given a statement to complete on your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, what would be that phrase to finish the statement?
That I'd like it to work on existing, and I'd want to have lots of oversight to make sure the funds are going in the right place.
You say oversight to make sure the funds go to the right place, right?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Now, and before we finish, you will not be asked about another proposal that may appear in your ballot this number. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewable, and the ballot reads, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewable of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and levy in full, the renewable millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against
yes.
this proposal? That would be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, I'm now going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. Now, sir, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High
school, college.
From college, thank you. And sir, do you own or rent the home that you are currently living
in? We rent.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household? Yes or no? Thank you, sir. And sir, what is your main racial background? African American, white Caucasian, Asian, Hispanic?
I guess we'll call it white, but I'm mixed.
Okay. And that would be what? A mix of Native American. Can you be as specific, if you don't mind?
Asian and Eastern European.
Okay, thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
Yep. Good night.
Bye-bye.